What prevented the Asian crisis from becoming a full-scale global economic downturn has been the astonishing U.S. economy. Its relentless growth helped the rest of the world by purchasing more and more of their exports. Since 1996, the U.S. current account deficit in its balance of payments, the broadest measure of the country's international trade, has more than doubled, from $129 billion to an estimated total of $330 billion in 1999. The world economy, as Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers has repeatedly said, has been flying on one engine. The trouble is, as Mr. Summers has also warned, this cannot go on forever. The great danger is that the world has become too dependent on American prosperity, and that a slowdown or recession reflecting a decline in the stock market, a loss of consumer confidence, or higher interest rates might snowball into an international slump. By economic forecasts, Europe and Japan are going to do better. In 2000, the European Union's gross domestic product will grow 2.8%, up from 2.1% in 1999, according to projections by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in Paris. Japan is projected to grow 1.4%, the same as the OECD is predicting for 1999, but a big improvement from the 2.8% drop in 1998.